A whole new ball game.
Southern Illinois weather. The service today of 17th Street Bar and Grill, Peace, Love, and 17th Street Barbecue. Boy, is going to have a chance of a shower today. 30%, but a 70% chance of wonderful weather. High near 84 today. Clouds moving in, and a 30% chance of thunderstorms tonight, says the National Weather Service at 65. 50% chance tomorrow, 50% chance on Thursday. It's 40% Thursday night. It's kind of one of these things, hit and miss here, there, and everywhere. And we'll keep you up to date with our friends at the National Weather Service, okay? It's 8:32 this morning, and right now 64 degrees at Z100.
New Country Z100!
New Country Z100, good morning! Hey, Kent, the Country Morning Show, and a new season of The Bachelorette is up on ABC. And we kicked it off last night. As always here on the show, we like to do a little recap. Husband and wife team, my wife Joy joins me this morning. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Hey, last night it was JoJo. For those of us who don't know, who is JoJo Fletcher?
Okay, JoJo was on the last Bachelor, Ben Higgins season. She was the runner-up.
She had her heart broke, basically, with Ben Higgins.
Right. Yeah, she's the one he told, you know, that he loved her, and she's the one who had the family that was real...
You win over her brothers. I think you'll be all right here. And so there are some guys that stepped up to the plate. What were they, like 25 guys?
26, I think, maybe.
Let's just say right off the bat, Jordan Rogers. He is the brother of the quarterback, and he himself is a football quarterback, just not as good as his big brother. This was JoJo's reaction.
Well, hello.
Hey. How are you?
I'm so good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You look so good.
I'm Jordan.
Jordan, JoJo.
You look amazing.
Nice to meet you.
Absolutely amazing. So, little encouragement.
Yes.
My parents met and were engaged after a few months.
Okay.
Now married for 36 years. Yes. So, as crazy as this journey is going to be, just know that it can happen.
I know more than anything.
Absolutely.
Do you believe that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited.
You look amazing.
How are you feeling?
I'm nervous. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Nervous?
Really excited.
No.
Yeah, give me a hug. You don't need to see anybody else, right?
No.
No, yeah, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
You look so good. Thank you,
too.
For coming.
Good seeing you.
I'll talk to you inside.
Sounds good.
And there at the end, she said, he is so hot. I knew from that time right there that Jordan was going to be a front runner. Joy, how about you?
Yeah, he wasn't someone that I picked out initially whenever I just, because I go through them, you know, before it starts and I kind of pick out who stands out to me.
Right.
And it could be way off, you know, but he didn't really stand out to me. And during that introduction, I was like, oh, there's one right there. You know, you can kind of peg him.
Yeah.
From the get, and they had great conversations and he was so sweet and I really liked him a lot.
I will say this about Jordan. What's up with his hair? Do you like that hair with the big poofy hair?
Well, babe, that's what's in style.
That's what's in style?
Now, Evan, that hair that he had, no. That's no. But, you know, Jordan's hair, it's pretty cute.
Okay. All right. Well, note taken. Absolutely. Briefly here, Joy, who else do you have on your list? Because last year for The Bachelor, I mean, you picked the winner right off the get-go. Who else are you looking at here today?
Okay, I'm so excited because I usually will limit it down to about 3 or 4, and I could not do that this time. I've got 5.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've got Jordan, Chase, which you didn't see a whole lot of,
right.
But I think that's all part of the plan.
Okay.
And then you've got Wells, which is the DJ.
Yeah, DJ on the show.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And then Luke and James Taylor. Those are my 5 front runners right now.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Not that James Taylor. Different James Taylor.
Okay. He sings, though.
He does. And there's the ones. Jordan, Chase, Wells, Luke, and James Taylor. Here's the deal I was going to mention to you, too. JoJo, I really think... You know, she's not real crazy. Now, hang with me here. But also, like, some of these guys come in with a lot of money, and some of them don't. Obviously, the DJ doesn't have a whole lot of money. But I really don't think with her that money is the deal. She's got her own money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's an independent woman.
Uh-huh.
And she's looking for love. I don't think she is looking for money at all.
Any other things we need to keep in mind for this season of The Bachelorette? What are you thinking? Is there anybody who scares you?
I'm just going to throw this out there. Every time I say this, it's like they have to keep the one weird one. It's like a requirement.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the station says, or the director, whoever it is, says you have to keep this one weird one to keep it interesting. Mm-hmm. And so she had to give a rose to the very, very weird Canadian Daniel. So weird. He was so weird.
Was that the guy wearing the kilt?
No. Daniel's the one who got naked, basically.
Oh, the weirdo. Yeah, weird guy.
And you could tell when she's giving him the rose that she doesn't want to. Like, I really don't think she wanted to. I feel like they're forced to do that. So that's irritating.
Yep.
Then we've got Chad. And Chad is one of those that, kind of like Olivia, you know, he's got her fooled, but he's really mean. He's got those mean eyes, and he says mean things about everybody. But somehow, you know,
he's going to be there.
Yeah.
It's a new season. It's The Bachelorette, JoJo, and so we've got our picks made. Jordan, Chase, Wells, Luke, and James Taylor is what we're feeling here.
Yeah.
Joy, my love, as always, I appreciate your in-depth analysis.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And we'll do it again next week, and I love you.
That sounds good. I love you, too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.